Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. Oh, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Sister Mary Armstrong. The eyes and the lay, a word and a prayer in the eyes of the lay person. I'm so happy to be with you today on this October the 31st. This month sliding right on by us, but we have a word from the Lord, and we thank God for you tuning in with us today on Blog Talk Radio. And we thank God for you, and we just give God the praise and the honor for allowing us to be with you today. But first, we're going to go to him in prayer. Most holy and all-wise God, we give you praise and honor today for this another day. You allowed us to wake up, giving you praise and honor for letting us see another day, giving us a mind yet to serve and worship you, knowing that there is none other God that we can praise that is a true and living God. We thank you for your grace and mercy this morning. We thank you for your healing power. We thank you for saving our souls and filling us up with the Holy Ghost. We ask you to bless everyone on the line. We ask you to bless those that are across the ocean, God. We ask you to bless those that's going through hard trials and tribulations, those sick in their bodies today, because we know without a shadow of a doubt, hallelujah, that you are a healer, that you are a redeemer, that you able to lift burdens, you able to save souls, you able to do anything but fail. And we can trust you if we put our trust in you today. There's nothing that you cannot do for your children. And Jesus, you died for the whole wide world. All we have to do is receive what you did and repent of our sins, and the word of God that we shall be saved. So, Lord, we ask you to bless everyone on the line today. Lead, guide, and direct us, we ask in Jesus' holy name. Amen, amen. We're going to be coming to you today from Ephesians, the second chapter. And it says, the method of Gentile salvation. And we thank God for this today because Jesus fixed it where every man can have salvation. Because we know salvation was of the Jews. But when Jesus died on Calvary's cross, he opened it up for the whole wide world to be saved. But we have to repent of our sins and be born again in order to see the kingdom of God. So we're going to start today at verse 1, and we want you to listen in, praise God, and we thank God for his written word because it's already settled in heaven. And if we receive his word in our hearts and believe, we shall be saved. But the first verse says, And you have he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh, and the children of disobedience. And we know before we repented of our sins and let Jesus come in our lives, we walked according to the course of this world. We did what we wanted to do because we were out there in the world of sin. We obeyed what Satan, whatever our flesh wanted, that's what we did. Because we were in sin and shaped in iniquity. And so we did, and we obeyed whatever we wanted to do. Praise God, because we was the servant of sin. The prince of the air is Satan. Praise God. Among whom also we all had our conversation time past, and the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. And yes, we were, because we were born in sin, shaped in iniquity. So we obeyed what we wanted to do, because we were in sin and we obeyed Satan. Because Satan, when he was in heaven and he got above himself and he kept saying, I will, and they kicked him out of heaven and he came down to earth. And he is the power of the prince of the air. And the verse 4 said, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in our sins, had quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. And it says, verse 7, it says, tells us, okay, let's go to Ephesians 2:20. That's how you learn what God is telling us. You have to go to references in the Bible. Ephesians 2:20 says, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ, hence have been the chief cornerstone, which is Jesus Christ. And it says, okay, let's go to John 7:7. Okay, let's go to Ephesians 1:7. Let's read Ephesians 1:7. And whom we have redemption through his blood, talking about Jesus Christ, for forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his glory, see, of his grace, wherein he has abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. See, through Jesus Christ, he fixed it where we could have to Jesus Christ. When he died on the cross, see, we didn't have a God on our side. Jesus had turned his back on us. We didn't have a God. But when Jesus came into the world and he went to the cross for us, he took the sins of the world on the cross. But he suffered, bled, and died. They whipped him. They brutalized him. They opened his back where they whipped him with the cattails, and they ripped his back open. He never said a mumbling word. They pulled his beard out. They beat him in his face where he didn't look like an ordinary man. They led him to the cross, and they nailed him to the cross. They had spikes. They nailed him in his hands and in his feet. But when he hung on the cross, and he took the sins of the whole wide world, sins of children still born now, he took the sins of the whole wide world. God could not look on his son. He turned his back. And that's when Jesus cried out, Eli, Eli, Lama Sabachthani. God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Because he turned his back, because he could not look on sin. And that's when Jesus cried out, because all the sins of the world was on his son. And the curtain that was so thick, it tore from top to bottom. That gave us access to the Father. We can go to him for ourselves now. We don't have to call our pastor every time something's coming up. We call our pastor. We go to him for ourselves, and we can talk to God for ourselves. We have access to the Father through the blood of Jesus Christ that he shed for us on the cross. We can go, but we have to repent of our sins and ask him to forgive us for all that we have done. That's how we can go to the Father for ourselves. And he said, and it said, among whom also we all have our conversation in time past, in the lust of our flesh. So we were full of lust and sin. But once Jesus went on the cross and paid the debt for us, we repent of our sins, and we're able to go to the Father. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, had quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and had raised us together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Look what he did. When we're filling up his spirit, hallelujah, we're filling up his great spirit, his anointing, and he has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceedingly riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Now, and it says, okay, by grace ye are saved through faith, not of yourself. It is the gift of God. We could not save ourselves. It took the grace of God to save us. Let's go to Titus 7, 3, and 4. Go to Titus 7, 3 and 4. Let's see what Titus says. 7, 3 and 4. 3 and 4. Titus 7. But after that, the kindness and love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared. Look what it said. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, not what we've done now, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that by which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto man. See, this came only through Jesus Christ, not by works that we have done. We just had to repent of our sins and believe what the Word of God says. This came through Jesus Christ only, that in the ages to come he might show the exceedingly riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Jesus Christ. We couldn't save ourselves. And if we could save ourselves, we'd save our children, everyone we see. But it came only through Jesus Christ, shedding his blood on the cross. And he paid a great price for us. Look at what he went through for us. God's only begotten Son. Not by works any man should boast. We can't boast about nothing but Jesus Christ. And look what number 10 says. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. See, God did this for us through Jesus Christ, his Son, just like Nicodemus. He was part of the Sanhedrin. He want to understand. He came to Jesus by night. And he said, we know that thou art a man come from God. But he didn't understand. He said, Jesus said, you must be born again. He said, he didn't understand. He said, do I have to go and in my mother's womb and be born again? He said, and Jesus said, you have to be born of the water and of the blood. But he didn't understand. But Jesus began to explain it to him. When you're in sin, you can't see into this thing. But once you get converted, you can begin, God opens up your understanding, and you can see into this. Okay, let's go to John. Let's go to Ephesians I think I read Ephesians 5:6. Let's go to Ephesians 5:6. That's how you begin to understand the scripture. You have to read the scriptures. 5:6 says, let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye partakers with them. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now ye are light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. For the works of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. We can't do the things we used to do when we was out there in the world. That's why when people say they're saved and you see them still doing the things they used to do when they was out there, something is wrong. You're a new creature when you're in Christ Jesus. You're not the same. You can't act the same way. That's why people getting out there and they still smoking, they still lying, they still doing the things of the flesh. Something is wrong. You're a new creature in Christ Jesus. You're not the same. You don't walk in darkness when you're in Christ Jesus. Okay, let's look at number 9. And ye masters do the same things unto them of perseverance, threatening, knowing that your master also, I have to go back to Ephesians. Okay, here we go. Wherefore remember that ye being in times by that which is called circumcision in the flesh made by hands. Okay. He's in the flesh, you know, they circumcise a child when they live. But he's talking about circumcising the heart, spiritual circumcision. He circumcises the heart, that at time past she were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. We didn't have no God on our side. We didn't have no God, but when Jesus came and died on the cross, because when he walked on the earth and he sent the 12 disciples out, he told them to don't go to where the Gentiles, don't go to where the Samaritans, but go to the Jews. Why? Because it wasn't our time then. And when he went to the cross and he died on the cross, it opened a way for everybody to be saved. But we had to repent of our sins. And that's the only way we could be saved. Everybody can be religious. Religious is just a way of life. You know, people can be religious because he said, all nations have robbed me with tithes and offerings. You don't have to be saved to pay your tithes and offerings. People can go to church every Sunday. Sinners can pay their tithes. People can be raised up to pay their tithes and offerings. People can be raised up and taught to go to church. And a lot of people are raised up to go to church, and they go every Sunday. People can be raised up and taught to pay their tithes and offerings, and they can go to church every Sunday and pay their tithes and offerings. And you are blessed. He said, try me and see whether I won't open up the windows of heaven. And he going to bless you by paying your tithes and offering. He'll bless you. That don't mean that you're saved. Only way you get converted from your sins is to repent of your sins. But by paying your tithes and offering and show up every Sunday and every Wednesday night or whenever the door opens, that don't mean that you are saved. That means you're religious. You can go down the road on Sunday and see these churches. They just the places, parking lot can be full, but that don't mean everybody in there is saved. They just religious. But salvation is complete deliverance. That means you've been born again. You know God. But just being religious don't mean you're saved. Okay, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Okay, let's find out what why is saying mankind. Matthew 4:8. Let's go to Matthew 4:8. That's how you find out what the word is saying. Matthew. Some people don't want you to give too many scriptures, but you that's how you learn what the word of God is saying. 4:8 said, again, the devil take us when he's tempting God. Jesus will be in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights. And listen, when you say, the Satan going to tempt you. He tempted God, and he knew that. He tempted Jesus, and he knew Jesus was the Son of God. 4:8. And again, the devil taketh him up into an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and said unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou would fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, what is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. That's why you have to know the word of God. Because if you don't know the word of God, Satan can trip you up. And that's why I know that a lot of these singers, professional singers, have switched over to singing rock and roll and all that. And Satan has promised them this and that. And they leave singing spiritual songs and start singing rap and all that where they get more money. But, honey, if they don't change and say and get saved from their sins, and sing what God has anointed them to sing, they're going to find themselves in hell and the lake of fire. That's just like Whitney Houston. So she was singing. She started in the church. But look how she died. If she didn't ask for God's forgiveness before her last breath and got back in touch with Jesus Christ, she's lost. So we don't know how, what came between her and God before she died. But once you change her and look at, I forget his name right now. He's changed up too. He was in the church and could sing. Oh, Lord, he could sing. But seemed like he switched up too. Kirk Franklin. But you cannot play with God. You can't switch up with God. You either on the Lord's side or you on the devil's side. It ain't no straddling the fence. But if you don't do God's will and you lie, and if you don't end up being on God's side and you lie, and if you don't, you take your life's bread and you ain't got peace with God, you lost. Okay. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. The blood of Christ has to be applied to our hearts. We have to know who Jesus is. Now, for he is our peace, who hath made both one and has broken down the middle wall of partition between us. That's when Jesus died on the cross and the curtain was torn from top to bottom. It was tore from top to bottom, and that gave us, I don't know if the mics is open yet, but if the mics are open, you that are listening can have opportunity to say something. I don't know if the mics is open or not. I haven't heard a sound of anything. But if the mics are open, you have opportunity to say something. Praise God. But when that curtain was broke, that gave us access to the Father, and we can go to him for ourselves. Having demolished in his flesh the enemy, even the law of condemnation contained in ordinance, for to make in himself a twin, one new man, to make in peace, commandment, I'm sorry, I said it wrong, enmity, even the law of commandment, himself a twin, one new man, so making peace. Praise God. Here, the new man is not the individual believer, but the church, considered as the body of Christ in the sense. Praise God. The body of Christ, we won in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. And that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came to preach peace to you which were afore off, and to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. We one in Christ Jesus. We Abraham's seed. There's no one, no more Jew and all that. We are one in Christ Jesus. So I believe the mics are open. If anyone wants to have something to say, you can feel free at this time to say so. Praise the Lord, sister.
How you doing?
I am great and in Jesus. God
Amen.
Is good
Hallelujah.
All the time. So we have access
Amen.
To the Father. We can go to him anytime. Praise
no matter
God.
What the time.
So how are you today, my sister?
Holly, I'm fabulous.
Praise God.
I'm absolutely fabulous because my Lord, he keeps touching me. He keeps loving me. He keeps holding me. He keeps adoring me. I mean, honestly, he has endowed me with so much. It is amazing to what one
Praise
person
God.
Can literally have. And I tell
He's
you, that. I have it. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah.
He's faithful, sister.
Oh, yes, he is. He's beyond faithful,
yes.
honey.
He is.
He goes
he
well
is.
Beyond faithful.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God.
Okay.
Praise God.
We have to be conscious of what we do because, honestly, when you look at the ins and outs of people are talking about they're saved and they're going to heaven
mm-hmm.
anyway, but they'd rather see you dead than to see you living. They'd rather give you a gun and shoot you than give you a piece of bread.
Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy.
I mean, they would
and
rather,
God,
they'd rather have
it.
You. He is not pleased at all. And
no,
these people, actually what I was just, actually happening in on my message, I was saying that, you know, people are saying they're going to heaven, they're going to heaven, they go to church, they pay their tithes, they're going to heaven, and they're not
mm-hmm.
going to heaven.
No,
Hate is not entering to heaven. Sin is not entering
mm-hmm.
to heaven.
No. If
people,
you're not holy, you're not holy.
Uh-huh.
You have to
be
holy.
I am holy. Amen.
That's what the word says.
That's what
you
the word says.
You have to be. That's right.
There's no sidestepping it. You've got to be completely. You cannot sidestep and think that you just do whatever. This is what's wrong with the church today. All these
mm-hmm.
churches are letting in and everything in just to have members.
Mm-hmm.
They're going
mm-hmm.
to get into the government. They're going to get into the church law. They're going to get to my Lord. I mean, they're doing any and everything to have members. They're doing any and everything to have money. Because that's all they're demanding.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And members is getting money. So
they're
mm-hmm. all for
mm-hmm.
the money. And they're taking
mm-hmm.
down what is true beliefs and what is true faithful things. They're sidestepping and
mm-hmm.
trying to get by. They're not getting by. They're just covering
they're not
their hands
by.
In blood.
That's right. They're not
they're
getting
covering,
by.
They cover their hands in blood. And they have the answers. These people have the answer. But they have to answer for all the blood of those people on their hands.
They're going to have to answer
you
to
can't
it.
Do, you cannot. do like Paula did and say, I wash my hands of this, it's not on me.
Mm-hmm.
But no, honey, it's mm-hmm. on you. It is all on you.
That's
it was
right.
on Paula.
I was thinking about Pilate, too. He washed his hands, but he was guilty, too. He was guilty,
yes,
too.
Yes, he was.
Yes. Yes, he was. He was guilty. Yes. Praise God. But
you
when Jesus
you
came,
can't do anything.
He fixed it.
And you can't do mm-mm. anything because you think everything's going to go your way.
No.
Now, granted, people have had some really good life, but then all of a sudden you see that they die mysteriously or die horrifically because they weren't right.
Lord have mercy. Oh, Lord, it's coming up again. People do like it wonder,
yes,
but
it's coming
up again.
Again.
Oh,
yes,
it's coming
it is.
Up again.
And all these pastors and these ministers and these leaders and these churches, they can all answer for this stuff. They're going to answer
Lord.
No matter if it's me or if it's you, no matter what. We
That's
don't have
right.
to, if we do wrong, we have to answer. We got to always put up for this right. We got to stay flat-footed and put up on the word. We got to be faithful to the word. We got
to
be true to the word.
So God's word don't change. It's settled in heaven. It's settled in heaven.
Exactly.
Regardless, it's settled in heaven, and it's not going to change for nobody.
No.
Oh, Lord.
Yesterday, today, and forever.
That's right.
They said, never talk about my Jesus, but the word is the same as my Jesus. If he was the same yesterday, he is the same today, and he'll be the same forever. But the word
That's
is
right.
not changing. The word is not saying that it's okay for you to be a homosexual.
Quit.
It's not telling you it's
you
okay for you to be.
Quit. Stop playing. Stop playing.
Uh-huh.
No, it's not playing. He done fixed it, and his word is going to stand. Praise God, praise God, praise God. And he fixed it where Jews and Gentiles, we are one body in Christ. And his word is settled in heaven, and nobody can change it. And the pastor that's not telling the truth, like you said, the blood's going to be on their hands. And they're going to lift their ass up to heaven and going to be in the lake of fire because they are those souls. So they're responsible for those souls.
Uh-huh.
And so see, God sees it. God sees it. So it's a shame.
And it's one thing about it. My Lord does not miss nothing. No matter the 10 billion people in this world, he does not miss nothing.
Mm-mm. Praise God, praise God. I tell you, his word is true. His word is
Amen.
True. Praise God.
Ain't nothing true, like the word.
That's right, that's right. And it will deliver you. If you want to be delivered, it will deliver you. You don't have
yes,
to go and be in sin. He comes to deliver and set free. And those preachers somebody want to live right, but they preaching prosperity and all this stuff.
Uh-huh.
Preach what sin is. Preach what sin is. Lord have mercy. But verse 9 said, now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ, himself being the chief cornerstone. Praise God. So see, we are fellow heirs with Christ. Praise the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Praise the Lord. When he hung on the cross, he fixed it for all of us. He fixed it for the whole wide world. We don't have no excuse. We can come to him just as we are and repent and be saved. We can be saved.
Oh, yes.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You don't have to be a homosexual. You can be delivered. You don't have to be a drunkard. You can be delivered. You don't have to stay bound. Uh-huh. You can be delivered. You can be delivered. Whatever thing is bothering you, you can be delivered from it. Praise
Whatever's
God.
Hurting you, the only thing you have to do is call on my Lord. You have to call
and
him. So in
the name of Jesus.
Lord, I'm sorry. Uh-huh. So please help me. I'm sorry for what I've been doing. I need your help. Please come to me. And right then, he's right there.
And you can
so
be
we
delivered.
We don't have to suffer. We don't have to linger. We can just call on my Lord. I was sitting on my knees today. This morning, I texted her and sent her Matthew 6:33. And she told me, she said, I love you, Auntie. Thank you. She's been going through, she's a young girl. She's been going through quite a bit.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
She's got a disabled son. Uh-huh. And so I'm just, then it took, I hadn't been to doing like I should have done because I'm one that will always be step forth. My niece and nephew's cousin, no matter who it is, you got to call on my Lord. You had to call my Lord and tell him what's going on. He knows it, but you had to acknowledge that you had to acknowledge it by telling him so he can fix it. Because honestly, you can't say, well, my Lord knows. Yes, he knows. But until you acknowledge it and ask for forgiveness and until you acknowledge
it
and ask for help, he will not step
forgive.
In.
You have to ask for forgiveness. You have to. You have to.
You can't say it. You got to be truthful. You have to be honest. You have to be faithful.
Yes,
you have to be just. You got to do all according to his perfect will and his perfect way. You can't do nothing on your own. You got to do it according to what my Lord says.
Yes, you do. You have to be.
Baby.
You have to be honest with God. He knows. But you have to ask for forgiveness.
Yes.
You have to. Praise the Lord. Anyone else on the line that has something to say? Feel free. Praise our God. The line's open.
Hallelujah.
Yes, I was listening to you. And I was thinking about, you know, that back to the lady was saying, when you get saved, you have to live right. We living in a time where if you ain't steadfast in the Lord, you won't be able to make it. Because Jesus is soon to come. We send the signs of him coming back. And like you said about, you was reading about how Jesus was tempted. That's where the enemy come against us to try to tempt us.
Right.
We have to have our mind made up and not lean to the enemy. Because
if
we do, we can't serve two masters.
No.
We have to serve Jesus and him only. And he's coming back one day.
Yes, he is.
Oh, yes, he is.
He's coming back for his elect.
Yes, he's coming back.
He's less and he shortened the days. No flesh will be saved.
That's right.
And the thing is, we have to live. I have to live right.
Yes.
And
we
can't take up the curse of this world because this world going to pass away.
That's right.
So, I was just listening to you talking and how you was reading the word about Jesus.
Yeah.
The devil thought he could tempt Jesus and
want
him to jump off you can call his angels, like his angels could come. But Jesus knows what he come for.
He
knows what he come to the world for, to die for our sins.
Yes, he did.
And I thank him for it, for saving me.
I do, too.
Oh, yes.
And I appreciate the program that you having. It's on every Tuesday because somebody that don't know the Lord,
they're dealing with them
right now.
Thank God.
So you don't know how good, how much is blessing somebody that you haven't heard of, but one day you're going to hear of them, and they're going to call you.
So the thing is, I
bid you Godspeed.
Praise God.
To keep on doing what you're doing.
God be the
glory. Because we got to make it, but we are witnesses for God.
Thank you, God.
We are witnesses for Him.
Yes.
That He's coming back one day. He wants us to witness to people.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Them know that if they don't accept the Lord, they're going to be lost.
They'll be lost.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Right.
And thank you, Jesus.
Thank the Lord that y'all got
this program on radio,
on the phone, to where people
can tune in and listen to what you're saying.
Thank God. I thank the Lord for you, sis.
The
glory. Praise God. Praise God.
We give Him the glory and the praise. I thank you,
Lord, for
Brother West.
Praise God.
Because you know what? We can't do nothing of ourselves.
It takes God to take care of us. It takes God.
But we give God the praise.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We give Him the praise.
Glory. Thank you, Jesus. God be the glory.
Glory, hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, I thank you for being right here and right now and being where they are. Glory, hallelujah. I just called in to thank you, praise the Lord.
And you keep on doing what you're doing. Thank God. Because somebody needs to hear what you're saying. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. And I thank you.
Thank God. Bless you, sister. Bless you, sister. It's a true blessing.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I just wanted to say I listened to the young lady's comments.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I listened
to
the sister's comments.
Yes, Lord.
And I thought,
you know,
if you want someone to act a certain way, you got to be sure that you are doing it yourself.
Glory,
because you can't tell anybody nothing if you're not living it. They're not going to give you the respect that you need. They're not going to take heed. They're not going to listen to you. But you got to make sure you're doing it yourself. There are a lot of people trying to tell you something, and they're not living nothing.
But
praise God, as you were talking about in the book of Titus, and the third chapter, and you said the fourth and fifth verse, but after that, the kindness and love of God, our Savior, toward men appeared. And it's not by works of righteousness. We haven't worked. We didn't do no work to receive what Jesus had done for us. We thank Him for what He's done for us, which we have done, but it's according to His mercy. He saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. In other words, God's will is for us to be saved.
And He gives us a new mind.
Praise God. And God's will is not only for us to be saved. God's will is for us to be sanctified.
And I can give you a scripture.
It's in the fourth chapter of 1 Thessalonians. It says, for this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication.
That's what it says.
Fornication is all kind of evil.
Yes, you have described
lesbians, gay, sexual desires, evil desires. It covers all kind of evil that people are doing in the world, and you got to let it all go.
Let it
go. Let it
Amen.
Go. You can continue to do that if you are a child of God. People don't want you to talk about sanctification.
No, they don't. They don't want to live it.
And it means simply you got to be set apart.
Set apart.
Yes.
From this world.
Yes.
You have
and you
to
got
be.
To be have a heart and a mind to
mm-hmm.
serve the Lord.
You have to
and
be.
To do his will. That's what you got to do.
Amen. That's what
Praise
you got to do.
If you don't have it in your heart, you're not going to
do it. You're not going to do it.
You said it earlier. Going to church, working in the church, that's not good enough. You can go to prayer service every Wednesday night or Thursday night.
You have to be saved.
Or Bible study.
You have to be saved.
But if you're not saved, it's not going to do no good. Praise the Lord. It has to be in your heart. Praise God. Jesus suffered, and he died on the cross that we might have everlasting life. Listen, you describe some of the suffering that Jesus has done for us. He didn't come and do that for nothing. God was incarnated and became Jesus so that he could die for us. And when Jesus, the Holy Ghost overshadowed Mary in her womb, God became a man. He came to die on the cross for the sins of the world because the Spirit can die. But he became 100% human, and he was 100% God.
Yes, he was.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
And his death was not in vain. And people were still acting crazy and acting like they're going to live forever.
That's right.
But hell
is
enlarging itself.
It's enlarging itself.
And the grave also, because there's so many that are just can't wait to get to hell because of the life that they live in.
That's right.
So I thank God.
Oh, Jesus.
I thank God for the word. I thank God that this podcast is on, and you let them know that you better get ready because Jesus
It'll
is coming
be
back.
He's coming back,
and he's not coming back for that building church. He's coming back for the people, his people, his church. He's coming back, and everybody's not gonna see him when he comes for the rapture.
No,
it's just his people that's ready. They're the ones that's gonna see him.
That's
so
right.
It's time to get ready. Hallelujah.
Time to get
glory
ready.
Glory to God. It's
Hallelujah.
Time to do this with
glory.
God.
Glory.
We used to play church
glory.
When I was a child.
Glory.
Well, I'm not playing church anymore. Glory to God.
No.
Hallelujah.
No.
It's in my heart. It's
there,
God.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory
Hallelujah.
To God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hey, God.
Glory.
Thank
glory.
You. Hey,
yeah.
Hey, glory to God.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. You continue to do what God has called you to do. Because when he has chosen you and God's got a call on your life, you glory to God. Nobody has to tell you what it is. He's going to let you know himself. He told Moses, didn't he?
Hallelujah.
He let Moses know he had a calling on his life. He said, I'm sending you back to Egypt. Then you
glory.
Can tell Pharaoh to let my people go. So God has a calling.
Right.
And I thank God for this podcast. Continue to be encouraged. Continue to do the will of God. Hallelujah. Many people are being blessed because of this podcast.
Praise
to God be
God.
Yes, sir.
To God,
to God be the glory. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I don't want to take up too much time, so I'm going to stop right now.
Praise our God.
Praise you, sister.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Thank God. Anyone else want to say something? Anyone. Praise God. Praise God.
We just stop shortchanging, my Lord, and start standing up. And you know that these pastors and these preachers are doing wrong. We got to fight against it. We got to work to work toward my Lord. My Lord is waiting for us to step up. We have to step
Lord.
Up, and we have to be firm. We had to be holy.
Yes.
We had to be true. We had to be appreciative to my Lord. We had to work We have to work. We have to work. Because we
yes,
can't falter. We can't sway. Because we will make it to heaven. So we got to be true. We got to be honest. We got to be faithful. We got to be holy.
Yes.
We got to be just.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. So we give God praise for everyone. Spirit is anointing. Because he said, where there's two or three gathered in his name, he is in the midst. Does anyone have a prayer request? Anyone have a prayer request? Praise God.
Remember,
praise
Irma,
God.
She's going back to, you know, to the doctor today. So remember Irma Patterson. Praise God, and continue to remember my family in your prayers, Logan family.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, and continue to lift up Judy and her son in your prayers. Please do, because she's going through. Remember the Bryant family.
And let's continue to remember the Bryant family.
Yes. Oh, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, and my family. In your prayers, and remember my grandson Joshua in a special way today, and all of my family. Praise God, praise God.
Remember the nursing home.
Oh, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. So many hurt. And remember those over to continue to remember Israel this morning, God's people.
That's it.
And all the bereaved families that so many going through today, and Brother Billy and Sister Betty. Praise God, praise God. Yes, Lord. We're going to ask Elder Slogan if she would lead us out in prayer. Praise our God.
Hallelujah. Precious Father God, in the name of Jesus, who sets high but looks low upon the sons of man. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you because we know that you love us. We know that you are able. We know that you are mighty. We know that you are holy. We know that you are great. We know that all power is in your hand and omnipotent God. So we come to you today in the name of Jesus.
Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for this
podcast today.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.